You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and if you're feeling inspired by the COP26 Climate Summit, and I wanted to get a little bit more clued up on all things environment, then the RNIB's Talking Books Library is just the place for you. We've collected together some of the best books that you can access for free on the RNIB Talking Books website. And we're kicking off with net zero, a term that's thrown around a lot these days, but what does it actually mean? Net Zero, a book by Professor Dieter Helm, is his view on how we can stop causing climate change by adopting a net zero strategy of reducing carbon emissions and increasing carbon absorption. In this book, we look at why the past 30 years of efforts have failed and why and how the next 30 years can succeed.
30 years ago, Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher gave a speech to the UN which summarised the science as it was then understood, and highlighted the need for global action to address the great new climate change problem. This speech is about as green as it gets for a politician, although a great deal of subsequent research has refined that science and our understanding of the immense and subtle complexity of our climate. The main planks of the analysis were already in place back then, and they have remained remarkably robust ever since. The greenhouse effect is a bit of 19th century science. The increase in greenhouse gases was already documented, and the step from increases in emissions to high temperatures was a simple and obvious one to make. By 1990, nobody could reasonably claim that they did not understand what climate change was and why it mattered. The failure to act has flown in the face of the knowledge of what that failure will mean for future generations.
Net Zero, How We Stop Causing Climate Change by Dieter Helm is available in full on the RNIB Talking Books Library. Next up in this one-stop guide, Bianca Negredi analyses the science of climate change and offers a concise overview of the ways in which our carbon emissions might be reduced. She looks at initiatives to create green industry and transport and explains the economics of emissions trading schemes and the practicalities of geoengineering plans to trap greenhouse gases, as well as addressing the fundamental question: is it possible to safeguard our future before it's too late?
The year 2020 will go down in history for a number of reasons. Wildfires and a global pandemic being pretty close to the top of the list. It also marked the first year on record that the global fleet of coal-fired power stations got smaller rather than larger. Some of that decline can be attributed to the global slowdown caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. But most of it is the result of the accelerating uptake of renewable energy. While renewable energy contributed 26% of global electricity generation at the end of 2019, by the end of the first quarter of 2020, it was already up to 27.5%. As significant as this increase is, it's not nearly enough.
Climate Change, How We Can Get to Carbon Zero by Bianca Negredi is available to listen to in full on the RNIB's Talking Books Library. Now, if you're thinking, well, what about me? What can I do? It can all be a little bit overwhelming. Well, Jane Fonda might have the answer. In her book, What Can We Do? The Truth About Climate Change and How to Fix It, Jane Fonda, one of the most inspiring activists of our time, urges us to wake up from the looming disaster of climate change and equips us with the tools we need to join her protest.
It was a beautiful day. On the morning of October 11, 2019, we all gathered in the United Methodist Building near the Capitol for a pre-rally briefing. I wore the red coat I had bought on sale a few days before at Neiman's, and a black and white checked cap to hide the 2 inches of gray hair I was letting grow in. Hair epiphanies have always accompanied my life transformations, and going gray felt right for my new and maybe final turning point. Little did I know that the red coat would become a popular Halloween costume a few weeks later, and a pop culture totem. I was scared, and I hadn't slept. You know, it's that fear. What if I give a party and no one comes? I mean, we thought it would work, but none of us were certain if this weekly action would actually gain traction and make a difference. The core team was all there, plus two of the speakers and about a dozen activists who wanted to engage in civil disobedience with me and risk arrest. like Karen Nussbaum, Annie Leonard, and Steve Kretzman, director of Oil Change International. My step-granddaughter, Vassar Turner Seidel, showed up in a bright red sweater. I had filmed her birth, and now here she was, 24 years old, and ready to risk arrest with Grandma Jane. I was moved and impressed.
You can listen to the full audiobook recording of What Can I Do? The Truth About Climate Change and How to Fix It by Jane Fonda on the RNIB Talking Books Library. Next, a name we all know, Bill Gates, who with help from experts in the fields of physics, chemistry, biology, engineering, political science and finance in his book Climate Disaster, has focused on what must be done in order to stop the planet's slide towards certain environmental disaster. As Bill Gates makes clear, achieving zero emissions will not be simple or easy to do, but if we follow the plan that he sets out here, it is a goal firmly within our reach.
There are two numbers you need to know about climate change. The first is 51 billion. The other is zero. 51 billion is how many tons of greenhouse gases the world typically adds to the atmosphere every year. 51 billion tons is based on the latest available data. Global emissions dropped a bit in 2020, probably around 5%, because the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the economy so dramatically. But because we don't know the exact figure for 2020, I will use 51 billion tons as the total. We'll return to the subject of COVID-19 periodically throughout the book. Although the figure may go up or down a bit from year to year, it's generally increasing. This is where we are today. Zero is what we need to aim for, to stop the warming and avoid the worst effects of climate change. And these effects will be very bad. Humans need to stop adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. This sounds difficult, because it will be. The world has never done anything quite this big. Every country will need to change its ways.
How to Avoid a Climate Disaster, The Solutions We Have and the Breakthroughs We Need by Bill Gates can be found in full on the RNIB Talking Books Library. Now, if you're feeling like this is a little bit too much and you need a little bit of hope, then check out Tim Flannery's Atmosphere of Hope, Searching for Solutions for the Climate Crisis. Professor Tim Flannery introduces us to the innovative new solutions being developed around the world, which work with the Earth's systems to combat climate change and could safeguard our future. The tools required to avoid climate disaster already exist. Between emissions cuts and emerging technology, we can do it.
As I researched this book, I came across the most astonishing solutions to our climate problem. None is a silver bullet, but may have the potential to make big contributions. Their diversity, in nature and in the regions they are taking place in, is heartening. Even in poor nations, people are working on effective and innovative solutions. It does seem now that much of the world is finally beginning to act. Our inconsistent political approach has also yielded some surprising results. From Germany to the US and Japan, the developed countries that acted under the Kyoto Protocol or in other ways have created strong economic growth while sharply reducing emissions. Breaking the link between prosperity and pollution and creating new links between wealth and clean power are the best signs yet that we might keep ourselves safe.
You can find the full audiobook recording of Atmosphere of Hope, Searching for Solutions to the Climate Crisis by Tim Flannery on the RNIB Talking Books Library.